Elected officials led by Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake sharply criticized Governor Larry Hogan yesterday for shelving the Red Line, the $2.9 billion 14-mile light rail project that would have linked Woodlawn with the Hopkins Bayview campus. WIPR's Kenneth Burns reports that they're also asking the governor to reconsider.
Mayor Rawlings Blake said the Red Line was an important piece of Baltimore's future, an economic engine, a neighborhood revitalizer, a job connector. Things she said that are not among Hogan's priorities.
The Hogan administration has said yes to more liquor stores in Baltimore City, but no to increased transit and jobs for those same neighborhoods. The Hogan administration has said yes to funding a youth jail, but no to fully funding education for our youth to help keep them out of it.
Governor spokesman Doug Mayer in an email called the mayor's comments outlandish. He said they aren't remotely true, and everyone knows it. Hogan pulled the brake on the Red Line last Thursday. He called the project a boondoggle that doesn't meet the needs of Baltimore City and said it could be done better. State Senate Majority Leader Catherine Pugh said city officials need to know what Hogan meant when he said the Red Line would not be built in this form before they can talk about alternatives.
If not in this form means 15 stops instead of 19 stops, if not in this form means you got to do something about the tunnel because it's very concerning, you know, I think you got to understand that first. And I think once you understand what that is, then we can sit down and talk about where do we go from here.
The governor said the Red Line was poorly designed and its $3 billion price tag was too high. Transportation Secretary Pete Ron said the proposed rail link connecting Woodlawn and Baltimore County to Hopkins Bayview in East Baltimore would not connect with other transportation hubs. In addition, it would require that a $1 billion tunnel be built through downtown, which he called a fatal flaw. But for Rawlings Blake, the choice for Hogan to help the city is clear.
To move forward with the well-reasoned and well-planned transportation infrastructure project that is going to bring what we need in Baltimore right now.
She said after a news conference she is ready to listen to alternatives from Hogan.
I haven't heard of any viable alternatives to the rapid transit that would be possible with the Red Line. If the Hogan administration has some alternatives, I would love to hear about them.
Marty Taylor, who leads the Right Rail Coalition, said his group has an alternative to the Red Line, but the mayor refuses to meet with them.
The mayor's office has said just our way or no other way and has been totally unwilling to consider that the Red Line might not be what's being advertised and that we could do better.
The coalition plan would have connected the west side of the Red Line to the existing Metro subway at Lexington Market, which would be built into a transit hub. It would also extend the Metro line east above ground along the Amtrak line to Hopkins Bayview and provide a connection for commuters coming from I-95, similar to some DC Metro stations in Prince George's County. Taylor said the cost to build the coalition's proposal was about $1.7 billion, close to half the cost of the Red Line.
It would be a real transit backbone that would allow Baltimore to continue to build transit in a hub and spoke model, rather than a new disconnected line that doesn't build on our existing infrastructure.
Taylor said state officials thought the coalition's idea was inadequate. He said they're trying to find out why. Hogan spokesman Mayer said the governor has made it very clear that he is willing to work with anyone committed to fair and honest alternatives. He added grandstanding and media one-upmanship won't help. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WIPR.